Thank you for joining us for Daryl Turner's 180 Audio, where each week Daryl injects inspiration, motivation, and pure energy into your business and personal life. Your audio will begin momentarily.
Hey, it's Daryl Turner. Welcome to Jumpstart 180 Audio. This audio is designed to jumpstart your week in 180 seconds or less. Let's see how we do this week, because this week's topic is about planning. In fact, it's entitled Replace Your Fear with Your Plan. You know, what's amazing is we live in a world, or an economy, if you will, that is secular. You know, we can predict things and we can look at timelines and economists tell us what's going to happen. But what's really amazing is we can all finish this sentence. History tends to, that's right, repeat itself. You know, it's really funny because if you think about 1981 and about 1994 and 2007, somewhere in that window, those were all bottom years in the real estate industry, in the real estate economy. But you know, that's, I say, what do they all have in common? You know, when I ask that question at conferences, and that's the answer I get. Well, those are really bad years that we don't want to repeat. But the reality is they're also 13 years apart. Now, I want you to go all the way back in the Bible where Joseph was asked to interpret a dream, right? There were seven sick cows and seven healthy cows. And the interpretation was the seven sick cows represented 7 years of famine, and the seven healthy cows represented 7 years of prosperity. Add those together, that's 14 years. Look at 81, 94, 07. Somewhere in those windows, that's 13 years. Some markets, those are 14 years apart. So in other words, what I'm really telling you is that we can plan for things to happen. We can plan for things to go up and we can plan for things to go down. I can remember it was like, you know, 2008 or something. And I was talking to a guy and he was completely stressed out. And I said, you know, what are you so stressed out about? And he said, oh my gosh, this market, this is crazy. And I said, well, think about this. Where are you today? Everything's falling apart. It's all at the bottom. You know, when you're in a valley, movement in any direction will take you out, right? Where do you think we're going next? 08, 09, you know, it's painful years. 2010, not so fun. But where are we today? We're sitting in the middle of 2013, actually almost the end of 2013. Interest rates are still historically low, right? They may not be what they were just a few short weeks ago, but I want you to compare them to what they were a few short years ago. The interest rates are fantastic. Prices are excellent. Houses are moving. We're building ourselves out of this. Now, if you take 6.5, which is half of 13, add it to 07, 08, somewhere in there, that's predicting the next kind of economic wave in real estate. Look at where we're at. Look at where we're heading. But I looked at the guy and I said, you know, if you wanted to worry, it shouldn't be in 08 or whenever it was that we were worried. It should have been in 05, right? When everything's going fantastic and you know that what goes up must come down. But the beautiful part is what is down eventually goes up. So instead of running around afraid of what might happen, why don't you just plan for what you'd like to see happen? Now, can you predict everything? Nope. Can you even predict most things? If you're like me, the answer is still nope. But the reality is you can plan based on history repeating itself. We're in a phase right now that we are building the economy back out of the trough. It's going to happen. We're going to reach the top again. And then guess what? Somewhere in the future, things are going to slide back downhill again. Look, plan for things to go up, plan for things to go down, and build your business models accordingly. Think about what is going to happen, not what can happen. You know, we're all sitting in the middle of the real estate boom a few years ago, and every single one of us mathematically would say the same thing. This can't go on forever. But the reality is, look at our behaviors. We acted as if it was going to, but we knew. So if we would have planned based on what we knew, we would have been in a different position. So today, I want to ask you to do yourself a gigantic favor. Replace your fear with a plan. Don't think that you can control everything, and don't think that you can rule over everything, but you can certainly predict some things because they happen in cycles. Plan and don't be afraid. Thanks for joining me this week on Jumpstart 180 Audio.
Thank you for listening to this week's 180 Audio. For any questions or comments, please feel free to email us at info@darylturner.com. Or you can follow Daryl on Twitter @DarylTurner. We look forward to hearing from you soon.